Hey, Miles Jack told me this morning he thought this was a must win, which I kind of like because he's talking about this team winning and being involved in the playoff race when this season gets going.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think for sure every game's kind of a must win, and this just so happens to be the next game. We kind of break the season down in quarters, and as of now, we're 1-1, and we know we want to win each quarter, so that's kind of a goal in the mission. So this is, I'd agree with Miles, definitely a must win.
Kind of a different feel. I mean, last year you'd be trying to bounce back and get on a winning streak. You lose last week, people don't feel good. You want to get that winning feeling back that you had early on, right? It makes it different than in past years.
Yeah, it does, definitely. I think everybody felt good after what happened week one, and then I think we felt as though last week was a letdown. We didn't play as well as we could have offensively, left a lot of plays out there. So I think this is an opportunity to go get back on track, get back to who we are, go execute the game plan, have a lot of fun, and score some points and win a game.
Quarterbacks like to throw the ball. Are you honest when you say you don't care whether you're handing it off 27 times or throwing it 27 times? Is that genuine?
Yeah, it really is. If Leonard and Chris go for 100 apiece, and you know I throw for 100 yards or 300 yards, whatever it is, I could care less about the stats as long as we win. So however we can move the ball and put up points is good with me.
In a league where you're looking for every little advantage, whatever you eat, when you sleep, all of that stuff, is having played here the last couple of years and doing this quick turnaround, is that any kind of advantage?
I think so, definitely. I think having a big group of guys that have been on the team and been on this trip for a couple years, I think it kind of allows us to have a bit of a routine as much as you possibly can and kind of knowing how to handle it and trying to get your body ready with sleep and recovery and all that. So I think it does help out, you know, having some experience here.
People ask, you know, what do the guys do when they get to London? It's kind of sleep, right? Don't you have to get over that 8-hour trip?
Well, you can. You got to stay awake today as long as possible. You can't take a nap or that kind of messes you up. So you stay awake as long as possible today, then get to sleep. And usually everybody feels pretty good by Saturday.